and welcome to the Ultimate Love Life Makeover Dating Mastery for Women. I'm Cami Ellen, your host, and I'm so happy that you're here with us. Each day during this virtual summit, you will learn tips and tools from our world-class experts on all things related to dating and attraction. This wisdom will help you date and relate with unshakable confidence and become a woman who can inspire a great love. We are standing for you to create nothing less than lasting, luscious love, your ultimate love life makeover. So I'm pleased to introduce my next guest expert, Jackie Sabrin, who will be talking today on the topic, how to get a second date. And hopefully you are all out there online dating, offline dating, but there is that expression that we've heard that you only get one chance to make a first impression. So today's conversation is really going to ensure that you have all the tips and tools that you need to make sure that you're dating in a way that will get you more opportunities for second dates with the kinds of potential partners who really are a match for your vision for love. So before we dive right in, let me tell you about Jackie. So Jackie Sabrin is a successful executive love coach, a keynote speaker, and CEO of Engaged at Any Age, a company that helps women deliberately date and consciously create the man of their dreams. Jackie's known for being the man whisperer due to her extraordinary success at teaching women to understand themselves first, which leads to connecting on a deeper level with a man who is ready to commit. She's a master coach, and her wit and no-nonsense attitude has led to hundreds of clients. Her own ideal match at the age of 50 after being single for 8 years, and you can find her on Facebook and follow her on Instagram and Twitter. So I'm so excited to bring on Jackie. Welcome, Jackie.
Welcome, lady. Thank you for having me, Cami. I just love your topic and I love the title of your summit, and what a beautiful introduction. Thank you so much for including me. I'm excited to get started. Where do you want to begin?
Well, I'm wondering, can you tell everyone just a little bit more about your background? I know that you were married at 50, but how did you come to become a love expert and a love coach?
Well, I love answering this question because it's just so important to share that, you know, I have gone through the same struggle and the same, I've had the same blocks and same challenges that the ladies, that most of the ladies that are going to be watching this summit. And so I had experienced a breakdown in my first marriage and subsequently found myself, you know, under the bus, down in the pits of despair. And while I was down there, I decided that the only person, the person that was a common denominator in everything that was going on was really me. And I realized and recognized that I had to make some changes to myself. And in that process, I started to, you know, look for help. And I found a coach and was working with the coach and was so inspired by the progress I made and how I transformed my own life that I knew that that would be the path that I would now take to help other women transform theirs. And I've always been a champion for women ever since I was a little girl on the playground. I was always sticking up for, you know, I was sticking up for the underdogs, and I still am. And I want to ensure that I can do everything in my power to make sure that women have love in their life, because I know that when we have love in our life, everything just feels so much richer, so much more extraordinary, and we can go further in life when we have the support of someone that has our back.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Thank you for telling us a little bit more about your story. And so on this topic of dating and getting a second date, what can you tell women about how to change if they've had the experience that maybe they are getting dates, maybe they're online dating, getting that first date or the coffee date, but they're just not getting the second date? How can they turn that around?
Yeah, this is a really good one, because a lot of women can get on first dates, but then they don't get asked for out for a second date. And so what's happening is a man isn't inspired to ask you out for a second date for several reasons, things that you could be doing. And so for one, let's just, you know, you may not be a match for, and so that's just one thing we always have to consider. We're not going to be a match for everyone. We only need one person to be a match. But a lot of times what's happening is that we don't inspire a man because we're boring. Maybe we're not, we're overgiving. We're too nice, too accommodating. Maybe we're in our masculine energy too much, where we're doing things at the table, or maybe we're competing without realizing it. So there's a myriad of reasons that could be creating the disconnect from getting the second date. But let's focus on what you can do to get the second date, how you can inspire a man. So it starts with that first date. When you walk in the room, you want to walk in the room like you own the place. And I recommend starting with getting there 5 minutes after, just 5 minutes, not 10 minutes, because you don't want to be late. Just a few minutes where he's waiting and he's wondering where you are, and he's maybe even looking around. So that's got his anticipation up. So when you walk in the room, I want you to just practice your saunter. You've got to walk in the room. So what you do is enter the restaurant, the coffee shop. You stop, you look around, you scan for the man. Hopefully he looks like his picture, but if he doesn't, you kind of think it's him. It's okay, because sometimes that happens. So you look around and you find him. And then you lock eyes on him, and you're smiling, and you walk straight towards him, and you don't take your eyes off him. And this does a lot. This creates a lot of tension. He is going to be really uncomfortable, because you've got all this heat coming at him. And I'm not talking like sexual heat. I mean, all this.
No, it's a confidence.
Focus on him. Right. And so if you don't feel that confidence, fake it until you make it. He doesn't know that you don't feel confidence, but this is a very bold, confident move. And men, as you've read, heard from every expert, is that men love confident women. So you fake it till you make it, ladies. So you walk in, eyes locked on him, smiling, tilt your head a little, and just like, hello, so nice to meet you. And so
the way you're doing it. Yeah, the way you're doing it here is
I'm just showing you.
Modeling so nicely.
Yeah. And so you're just like, and you soften that with so nice to meet you. And you can put both hands out and take both hands if you don't want a hug, because if he goes in for a hug, you can do both hands, or you can shake his hand, or you can give him a little hug, whatever you're comfortable with. And then you sit down, and you have to maintain eye contact during your first date. Looking around, looking at your phone, shifting around is definitely going to lower your view, lower his view of you in that first date experience. So what he's doing during that time, what he's thinking about is she an equal to me? He's actually, without even knowing it, it's innate to him. He's checking in to see if your value, your self-worth is equal to his. So if you don't see yourself as a woman with a high self-worth or high value, he can see that. He can sense it about you, and he's not going to see you as a partner at all. He's going to dismiss it. So you have to, again, self-worth is a perception that we have to project onto the man, and he'll believe it. If you believe it, he'll believe it. So you project this confident, self-assured woman, even if you're not feeling it inside, and then he's going to notice that, and he's going to be drawn to that, because he think about it, he's going to introduce you to his family, his friends. He wants to be proud of you, and you want to be proud of you. So you have to get away with, if he likes me, I like me. It all starts with, I like me. So, and I'll see if I like you, you know, you putting yourself first on that date. And so I know that was a lot.
You said some great things. Well, I liked what you said about the two hands, you know, because the one hand, the handshake, it's almost like a business meeting.
Right.
But when you're taking out the two hands, that's so warm.
It is.
It's so warm. Yeah. But still boundaries, you know, maybe you don't feel comfortable going in for a hug, but the two hands, it's really nice. And and when you said boring, I just thought, oh, ouch. But, you know, I know dates can be so uncomfortable sometimes, anxiety provoking, and maybe a woman just doesn't know what to say, and so she comes across as boring.
Right.
But no one wants to be boring. So what are some tips in terms of conversation or things that she can talk about so that she doesn't feel like she's boring, God forbid?
Yeah. So I don't mean to be harsh, but I want to be truthful, because that's what I want everybody to hear the truth, that sometimes we are nervous and we do come across as boring. But you don't have to be exciting, but what you have to do is be interested instead of interesting. If you're trying to be interesting, you might be so focused and on being nervous and being interesting that you're not really showing that you're interested in him. And so showing interest in him is listening. You have to practice some good conscious listening skills. So a way that you can show that you're listening to him is lean in a little and put your hair behind your ear. that really shows you're listening. Didn't you feel like I was listening to you more?
Yes.
That was a gesture. And then.
And also so coming a little
bit closer. And just going like, you're really interested in him. And you are, you know, even if he's not the guy, the one for you, he's the one in front of you. And you always want to endeavor to get asked out on a second date, even if you don't intend to go on it, because I want you to have that level of confidence. And you're getting asked for a second date, you're like, okay, I did good on my first date.
Yes.
So no matter what the guy is, if he's not a match for you, I really recommend going for it, pulling out all the stops on your first date. So basically going back to being interested. So when he's talking about something, it's your job to pull out the little pieces of the conversation and expand on those. And men love it when you notice things that they're talking about. So men might talk a lot on a first date because they're nervous too. Uh-huh. Typically they'll go on and on. So find something, what he's sharing about, and when you notice that he gets excited about it, he gets more animated or more passionate about music, sports, his work, whatever it is, just say, wow, that's really incredible. I'm really impressed that you were able to pull that off, or really, I never considered that. Thank you. That really, you know, and so you're just pulling out the things that he's excited about and helping expand those things. And here's what happens, why this is so important, because he starts to see you as someone, he starts to connect you with whatever he's telling about. So you want him to start to connect you and him together. And so when you're interested in something he's interested in and you're asking questions about it, he starts to make a connection that you guys have some things in common. And he likes feeling admired and he likes feeling appreciated. So that is a number one for men, feeling admired, feeling appreciated.
Oh.
And so those are two things that will really help you. And of course, you're smiling. You know, I like to teach my women to smile when they're talking. It's not as easy as it sounds. Like right now, just smiling the whole time while I'm talking, I have to really concentrate on doing that. But when you do the smiling while you're talking, your eyes sparkle. You really seem happy and you seem
sparkling.
Yeah, exactly. Your eyes sparkle and it's something about when you lift your, you know, cheeks up, and men respond to that smiling. They're like, wow, she's so, one of the number one things men say, confident and a positive woman. So that just sends off a positive vibe no matter what you're thinking of him. And then it gets you out of the judgment, because if you're not smiling, you're thinking and overanalyzing and judging. Like, why am I here? This is going to go nowhere. I can't believe I'm sitting here. This is a waste of time. I mean, all of those thoughts that do go through our head, we have to just wave those off like a fly, because they show up in our face. And those judgments, and we're our own worst critic. It could be self-judgments, like I'm not wearing the right top. I wish my hair didn't look like this. I ate too much, or whatever it is you're thinking. So we have to get out of thinking and get into more being on the date, being present. You don't have to choreograph what you're going to say. Be more authentic and see what comes up, and then answer from a place of just authenticity in the moment. And being curious and being interested in what he's saying is going to allow you to do that, but not having a scripted conversation ready. The only time I recommend you have a script is when he asks you the tough first date questions, like, why haven't you been married? Why are you still single? What's a cute thing like you still online? All those things that come up, you have to have an answer ready and prepared so that it doesn't take you out, so you don't get triggered, because that could happen. As soon as you get triggered, meaning you're emotionally become impacted, you start to go into reactionary mode instead of responding. So if you could just respond to that, it's a question that people want to know, and it's kind of an icebreaker question too. They're not trying to pry, they just want to know, and all they're looking for is two bullets. They're not looking for your whole life story. Men are looking to see how is she over her ex-husband? Is she still in love with him? Is she still grieving the loss of her husband? Maybe you're a widow. You know, where are you on your path? Are you angry at men, or do you like men? And so your answer really tells a lot about, you know, how you do life and how your coping skills are.
Well, can you give us an example? So if someone gets asked those questions, what's a good way to respond that's not telling your whole life story and giving him too much information?
Okay. Good.
What,
I'm glad you asked.
What do you suggest?
So let's go with the, I've never been married. So why have you never been married? Say, well, you know, I was really focused in my 20s and 30s on my education and my personal growth, and my career just started to take off. And I've had some incredible long-term relationships. None of them led up to marriage, but I know I'm in a right place right now in my life where I'm really ready for that. I didn't have any children, but I love children. I have three nieces and a nephew, and I just adore them so much. And so it'd be amazing to be a stepmother, a mentor to somebody else's children. If I ever had that opportunity, I would just love that.
So and who is not going to respond to that? That's beautiful.
So you're saying that to a man who has children.
Yeah.
Because you now are an asset to him, because you just let him know that you love children. You'd be honored to be a mentor. So that he's going to be like, great. And then here's the key. It's to say, what about you? How long have you been divorced? So why you ask how long somebody's been divorced is that's because you want to make sure they're divorced.
Right.
Instead of saying, are you divorced? You can say, how long have you been divorced? And you won't be, people will say, a man might say, I'm actually separated.
Yes.
This happened to me. And I'm like, okay. Okay. So this is how you handle that. So he asked me, then I asked him, how long have you been divorced? And he said, well, I'm actually not divorced yet. I'm separated. I'm in the middle of a divorce.
It's a great way to ask.
And so I said, I paused. So you want to pause for impact. I paused and I said, okay, well, thank you for being so honest with me. I really appreciate that. I don't date, separated men, and I would preferred you have told me before the date. He would say, well, yeah, I thought about it. You probably wouldn't have gone out with me. I'm like, you're right, but here we are. Let's have a nice evening and have a nice dinner if you're at dinner and get to know each other. And thank you for telling me. So inside you're just going, okay. But I would stay and have a nice meal if he's offering a nice dinner, if he's a nice guy. You can learn things, right? You can learn things from this man across from you that's going through a divorce. You can ask him about it. You can ask him about dating because you're not going to see him again. So he might be a good guy to run a few things by, or, how's it going?
So you don't think there's any instance with a separated man where...
I can give you a couple more examples, like why are you still single?
Sure. Yeah. No, I was going to say, with a separated man, has there ever been an instance that you've seen where the woman gave a response like that? Okay, well, thanks for being honest. The date ended. She made it clear she didn't want, to see him again, but he came around later. Do you just recommend no, stay away from the separated?
It kind of broke up a little bit when you're asking me, but I think what you're asking me is to not go out with him again, or if he comes back after he's divorced, to go out with him?
Yes. What would you recommend there?
Well, I would recommend not having any contact with him, because when you leave that door open just a little bit, you're sending a really mixed message to the universe about what your intentions are. So if to not date separated men, then why would you even consider it? Because your intention needs to be so crystal clear in order for you to manifest your soulmate. And
yes,
this is the part that women get a little confused. Oh, he's kind of nice and he's going to be divorced in 3 months. I'm sorry. Are you willing to put your life on hold for 3 months? I'm not. And I don't want you to either, because time is our most precious asset. Not money. It's time. It's not promised. So we have to be very clear on what we want in life so that we can get everything we want out of life. So I would say no. Now, if by chance he does resurface in a year and he's single, great. If you talk to him and there's some resonance and he seems to be, has done some healing, then that you can cross that bridge when you come to it. But I would close the door, because when you close one door, another one opens.
Yes. Yeah. Great. Great. Good advice. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was, you talked about being interested as opposed to being interesting, which I think connotes talking about yourself, all your accomplishments, instead really wanting to tune in, who's this person and can I get to know you? But how does a woman talk about her accomplishments or the things she's up to in her life or the things she's excited and inspired about in a way that doesn't come across as masculine?
The biggest accomplishment a woman can have in a man's eyes is being happy and compassionate. Men love compassionate women, women that understand men, that are understanding, because a man doesn't want to get scolded. He doesn't want to get lectured. He doesn't want to, have a meeting with his mother. And a lot of men, especially divorced men, have had, if they're divorced, their first wife maybe beat him up a little bit. And so I think that our biggest asset isn't about our accomplishments in the first and second dates. And great, we're all accomplished women. I'm successful, but I don't want to try to trump his success and step into my masculine energy. I want to be a little more mysterious anyway. And so I would just, so say it was me and I'm a coach and I'm on a date. I was a coach, and sharing that with my date when I was dating my husband. And I would just said, I'm I'm an empowerment. So I didn't tell them I was a love and dating coach. I would say I'm an empowerment coach for women. I support women and help them heal when they've come out of divorce or they're wanting to start something new. I work with them to help empower them. And that's it. And they're like, wow, that's really interesting. And that's really all I would say. Because again, I want him to feel like that there's a connection. And if you really want to be with a man, you have to inspire that connection with him, an emotional connection. So if you are going into your accomplishment, he might start seeing you as a friend.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, friend zone you, instead of seeing you as a feminine woman. So it doesn't mean that we're dimming our light at all. But again, like I said, compassion and understanding and that softness, that sweetness needs to come through. So talking about things that are more playful and light, you can talk about how you took a trip and took a risk. So I always like storytelling on dating. So I have one story that you're going to share. And my story at the time tells a lot about me. And that's what the story that you're going to choose is going to tell about your travel, maybe your economic situation. And it doesn't have to be some big, amazing thing. It could be that you you created an amazing garden and have the best red sauce this side of whatever on the West Coast. So it could be about that, ladies, or it could be something like you went, for me, I went surfing in El Salvador and I had to take my surfboards and I caught this wave that was 2 miles long and it took me 3 days to get on that wave. And it was just, so that told about that I'm adventurous. I like to travel. I went by myself and I'm athletic. That's kind of what I wanted to convey because those are the kind of things I like to do. But it wasn't about my achievements and how much money I make or the car I drive or the jewelry I wear. Believe me, men are picking up on that, by the way, when you're showing up with your nice handbag or your not nice handbag. They're looking at you and they're seeing, how much is she going to cost me?
Can I afford her?
Can I afford her? And that's not such a bad thing, men. That's the way men think. And there's nothing wrong with it. But so, you know, show up with your best. Like you said, you have first date, the impression on the first date, it's everything. But I didn't overdo it. You know, I didn't overdo it in terms of those accessories, but you want to look at your accessories. Look at, I mean, I was just recently working with a client. She opened her purse. So we're going out and I do some in-field VIP weekend. So we were going out in the field and we're out and I'm working with her on attracting men that are around us. So she opened her purse to get something out and in it, she pulls out this little bag and it was a scruffy little makeup bag. And it was, and I was like, okay, so
I know many of us have had those.
The feedback was, hey, look at your purse. And when you open it, he might notice those things. And just these little things. I mean, why not just, you know, nobody told her that. So I'm just sharing that with you and check your handbag and your nails and all of that and just come, you know, you have to look at it this way. You're showing up in a way that you're going to be a match to the man that you want. So if you want a businessman, you might dress a certain way that would complement how a businessman would dress. And so maybe you are more relaxed, you know, and you want your really casual clothes. Your uniform is your workout clothes. Then maybe you'd wear something more casual, a casual sweater with some jeans and a little low-slung heel. So you want to dress to how you see yourself living with your man. For me, I wanted a man that could wear a suit, but also wear jeans. So I wore a nice pair of skinny jeans on my first date with a really pretty blouse. So that kind of was, you know, and my profile pictures had a nice dress, a jeans, and then a casual blouse, and then some sporty thing. So you could see that I'm versatile.
Yes. Oh, gorgeous. Yeah, great, great tips. You know, I know that sometimes women I've talked to say, well, you know, I just have some selfies or I just have, you know, a couple snapshots and I'm not too worried about makeup. I just want to be accepted as I am. But what you're talking about is being who you are, not trying to be something that you're not, but yet really thinking about, it sounds to me like clarity about what it is that you're wanting to create with your vision for love. And then who are you inside of that vision? And if you're wanting to have a certain kind of a partner, then who are you that's a match to that? That makes so much sense.
Yeah. And, you know, I understand the whole, I don't wear much makeup and all that. And I'm not saying that you need to do that by any means. Be yourself. However, if you want a man, you've got to understand how men think. And you need to look good, sound good, taste good, feel good, and smell good if you want him to be attracted to you. Because that's what a man's attracted to. Somebody that looks good, smells good, sounds good, tastes good, and feels good. So wear something soft on your date. look beautiful. I mean, put effort into it. If you don't want to be on this dating treadmill forever, I mean, there's times, of course, I don't dress up all the time for my husband. I'm a regular gal. I mean, wear workout clothes. I don't wear makeup unless I'm going to work. But when I was dating him, I was pulling out all the stops, really showing him my best side right up front so that I could hook and reel him in. And then the more casual started to happen, meeting in our workout clothes, no makeup, letting him see me. This is me. I'm fine with that as well. But in the beginning, no, I wanted to really, show him that side of me that men are attracted to initially.
Well, you talked about a few things that it's going through the man's mind during the date.
Yeah, yeah.
Is she an equal to me? How much is she going to cost me? Is there anything else that a woman should be thinking of? Maybe she doesn't know that a man might be thinking about on the date, or something that's going through his mind on the date.
Yeah. The things that a man is seeing how you're going to fit into his life. And it's less about money. It isn't, because I've talked to so many men about this. Most men, 90% of men, are happy to pick up the heavy lifting financially. They want to protect and provide for their woman. The more they're in love with the woman, the more they want to protect and take care of her, because that's their woman. Now, what's going through his mind is if maybe you have younger children and his children are older. He's already assessing, this isn't going to work because now I'm going to have to go to little league practices. He's making all the assessments that you're making. But what he's definitely seeing is that if you're happy, men, especially, middle-aged men, have already been through a certain amount of, challenges with women, and they're looking for that happy, content woman. And so if you're smiling when you're talking and your eyes are sparkling and you're not oversharing and you have some healthy boundaries about yourself, I would say that he's thinking, wow, this is somebody that I could really see myself with. And so that's what he's thinking. He's also looking at you as a sexual partner. Of course, men are looking to see if you're sensual. If you're all closed up and you've got your hands on your chest and you've got your legs all covered, that might send a signal that you're maybe not in a place in your life where you're open to that. I think that our sensuality, our sexuality, is an important part of who we are as human beings. So if you're denying that part of your life for some reason, the men will pick up. That's on their radar big time. So you don't have to wear sexy clothes to be sexy. You can be flirty and fun on a date with, boss like this. You don't need to reveal any skin. But it's being a little more coy, being a little more sassy, and not being so agreeable. If he says something you don't really agree with, you could say, not so sure I'm buying into that. I'm not sure I'm believing that. And you can just be smiling. So you can challenge him a little. Men love to be challenged. And so... because men challenge each other, and it's like when the men are together, they're hitting each other and they're challenging each other, and men like it when women do that. So you can be a little sassy. And so what's going through their mind when you're like that is she's possibly somebody I can see myself with. And I wanted to add another thing to that about what would help him make those assessments about being inspired to ask you out for a second date. If you're detached from an outcome on that date, he can sense it. So detaching from outcomes means that you are not attached to him asking you out on a second date. And I know that's hard to do because we don't want to go on so many dates, but you have to go into that date with no expectation. If you do that, he senses that you're not so attached to him. And that is very, very attractive to a man. That is how you create good tension, by not attaching to an outcome. Don't make an assumption, and don't let him think that you'll even go out with him again. If he says, for example, let me give you some good zingers that you can use at the end of a first date, then kind of up the ante a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And so he might say, so let's do a couple scenarios. I enjoyed, spending time with you. I'd like to take you out again. So say he says that, which is ideal. And you say, really? Well, wow, thank you. That sounds wonderful. Now, what did you like about it? I mean, what did you like about meeting me?
And put him on the spot.
Put him on the spot, because he's going to be put on the spot, and he might squirm a little, but he's going to be like, she's really sassy.
That's
a bold
thing. Funky. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that that's what men like. I do. I really do. I think all men like that. Now, you're not being cocky. You have to be coy, a little coy, like, really? Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. So what'd you like about it? I mean, what'd you like about meeting me? You're kind of fishing for a compliment. And then what if he gives you one, make sure you say, thank you. Thank you so much. It feels really good to hear that from you. I'd love to see you again. And then he might say, well, what do you like about me? And then you have to be ready to say something. Say, well, I love that you asked me out on a second date.
That's a good one.
So then the key is to say, when do you want to get together? I've got Tuesday and Thursday open next week. And then stop talking. You will set it up right then and there, because sometimes men say, yeah, let's do it again, but they don't mean it. And the reason why they do this is because they don't want to hurt your feelings. They're not going to come out and say,
right.
Most men will not say you're not a match on that first date. They just won't call you back. So if you don't get a call back, that means that you're not a match. And you know what? You're not going to be a match to everybody. They just saved you a lot of time. It's not a rejection. It's a redirection. If you can just look at it that way, just redirect it. Don't focus on him. Go on to the next one. But if you start to practice some of these things that I'm sharing with you, your first dates will be a lot more fun for him and you. You can be a little more sassy and he'll be more intrigued in you because he just had a great time. You know, it's fun.
I love what you were saying about the questions at the end of the date and what did you like about me? It was so fun and coy and a little flirty.
And
I know you have tips about flirting as well. So anything else that you want to share about how a woman can be a better flirt?
Yeah. And so the way that you can be a better flirt is, I'm just thinking of in real life and online dating. In terms of texting and things like that, what really is really helps is to add like the So if he says, oh, I just finished a big workout and I text you, you can say, I bet you're really strong now. MMM. So you make sound.
Yes.
Yeah. I bet you're really strong now. So that's a flirt and men really like that sound. Or AWW, and that's really cute. You know, and you can use the emoji. Just don't overdo it with those, but winks and smiley faces. Men like those too. Those are cute in terms of texting. And so in flirting in real life, the biggest and the most powerful is by far the 3-second eye contact. That takes a lot of, you know, boldness on your part. And I know a lot of coaches talk about this, but it's true. Holding eye contact. So scanning the room when you walk into the supermarket, and then you see a guy and you hold your, and you smile. You just sit there smiling for 3 seconds. What's happening is he's going, is she looking at me?
Yeah, he's looking at me.
Yeah. And then he's now you've given him a signal that you're approachable. And now he can come up to you. Now, if he doesn't come up to you, he's not available for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. What did you risk for 3 seconds of your life? A lot of women are really uncomfortable holding that eye contact, but without it, you can't communicate anything. So that's a very confident thing to do if you want a man to approach you. So say he comes over to you and, you know, he starts talking to you at the supermarket. I mean, there's men in line. I mean, I love talking to men in line at the grocery store. I make a point to talk to everyone. So you can say, how's your day going so far? You know, it's going great. What's so great about it? Keep asking questions. I mean, we don't have to ask enough questions, but you're doing it with a smile on your face and giving them a little bit of a hard time. I saw this guy in the elevator. He was holding an apple and an orange. And I'm like, wow, you've got it all together. You've got your lunch. And he goes, oh no, this isn't lunch. I'll blow right through this. And I'm like, really? What do you mean? He goes, I'll burn this up in calories within an hour. I'm like, well, at least you're prepared. That's more than I can say. Anyway, so the bottom line is
simple conversation.
Then another guy in the elevator started talking and we just kept going. So you're smiling and you're not afraid to ask questions and hold that direct eye contact while you're doing it. And if you're really on a date, you can reach out and touch their forearm. That's flirty. Giving them a touch or touch their leg a little bit, but not for too long. Just a touch, making it, that's very intimate. And so you're creating intimacy when you're on that date. So try doing a little touching, just a little bit. And so what else can we do in flirting? I mean, just being smiley. And not oversharing is another thing in terms it can kill the attraction. When you start to go off, if you hear yourself going off into a tangent, just stop talking, because sometimes we tell too much and we become, they start to zone out.
Yeah.
When we're talking too much, just like, you know, maybe in this interview.
No, not at all. No, just this checking. Is fantastic information. This is great. Yeah. And I think the thing that you were talking about, I mean, just that the exercise with the eye contact, that's so powerful, because I know a lot of women have a hard time with that. But once they start to practice flexing that muscle of making that eye contact, they start to feel so much more confident. So that's a great, great idea to do that.
Start on women if you're a little nervous about that. Start with women first. Women always smile back. And then when you see the response you get, I mean, you just made their day. You just made them happy, essentially. You have the power to do that. Turn that around and do that with men. All men everywhere until you get really confident. Because when you see the guy that you really do like, if you haven't been practicing this, it's really hard to even look at him. Crazy.
Thank you. That's great. And I want to touch on something that you just mentioned about, you were talking about physical touch and creating intimacy. And you also mentioned before about how a man is looking about your sensuality and your sexuality. How do you feel, what advice do you give to women about sensuality, sexuality? If someone is looking for a partner, a long-term partner, a marriage, what is your advice about sexuality and how to navigate that in the dating process if she's looking for a true lifetime partner?
So, you know, keep your clothes on for one thing until you get a commitment. And so you don't want to put the brakes on, you know, making out, kissing, touching, petting, depending on how long you're going out, because that's, you know, that's what creates, that's the attraction that we have for each other. That's the chemistry, the physical aspect of it. But until the emotional connection is made, the physical connection can't come first, because men bond emotionally. They don't bond sexually. So yes, showing up beautiful, your beautiful sensual self, wearing sexy clothes, if that's your thing. But make sure you have a clear boundary around it. You know, like you can use things like, you know, if a guy's coming on to you, you have a beautiful blouse, maybe you're making out and he's starting to move a little faster than you, you can just put your hand on his chest without pushing him away. Maybe you guys are kissing, you've got your hand up here behind his head, and you put your hand on his chest and you say something like, you know, slow down, cowboy, you know, that rodeo might happen, but it's not going to happen tonight. You can say something like that. You're not shutting him down, but you're letting him know you're moving towards something. So that's going to really entice him too. He's like, so you're not saying no, you're just saying not right now. And then again, it's just all a matter of keeping boundaries. Don't have him over to your house if you don't think you can keep it together and not sleep with him. Because as soon as you sleep with him and he hasn't agreed to a commitment, exclusivity, if he agrees to, you know, the exclusive conversation, which could be, if he asks you, are you seeing anybody or do you want to hang out? He's interested in you. So you have to, if he says, are you seeing anybody? That's a sign that he's thinking of being exclusive with you. Because why would he ask that? Why would he care if you're seeing anybody? So if he doesn't ask you if you're seeing anybody, remember, ladies, he's not necessarily there yet. So he has to ask you that first. So once you have agreed to be exclusive, then you need to start that conversation where I'm really would love to, you know, to take this further. And I'm looking forward to when we do, but I need to take my time, because I'm very, very sure about where I am in my life and what I want out of it. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. And so and he'll pick up on what that means and have that talk about what it is you really want. And then some of the things, how you can say that is, you know, if you guys are getting really close, you're dating for a month, you know, what's your vision? Like, what's your vision? Instead of saying, you know, where do you see us in a year? You can ask him, like, what's your vision for your life? What do you see happening this year? See what his vision is. So many will respond to that. They might say, oh, you know, this is my year to really ramp up my business. So I'm going to be working or I'm planning a big trip, whatever. You can get more out of them. But hopefully in the dating process, you've already established from the beginning of looking at their profile that it's a long-term relationship or committed relationship. You're going out with them under the understanding that you both want that, but you still need to put that out there. So going back to that sensuality, sexuality, I say be yourself. If you're a sexual woman who loves sex, then make sure you have a boundary in place about when you're going to have sex before making sure you get that commitment first. Because like I said, you could be very disappointing. It takes a long time to detach from a man after you slept with him and he hasn't given you that. You don't feel safe. You don't feel safe because there's no plan. There's no vision. You start to become desperate and he can feel that. And so you want to, yeah, that's what happens when we sleep with men before we've got that verbal and their consistency and their caring and there's the three C's I'll give you.
Yes, please.
You know that a man is interested in you for long term when I say the three C's. So the first one is that he's caring. So he's asking you about maybe your cat was sick, your dog, your friend, whatever, something, your car. He asks you, so whatever happened to your car? So if he's following up on things that you shared with
listening.
Him, he's listening, he cares. How are you feeling? I knew you were sick. And then he's consistent. He's texting you, calling you, asking you out. Then there's some consistency. And then he's the commitment. He's showing commitment, meaning he's saying, you know, I'm thinking that there, you know, there's this concert coming next week and I really want to take you to that. And my parents are coming in June. I'd like you to meet him. He's starting to think of you and him as a couple. So he's starting to say things about the future. And so you're like, great, that sounds great. So you can tell caring, consistency and commitment. Those things are all showing you signs that you can maybe move into the next stage, which would be adding in the physical connection. Before you do that, have a talk with him. Have the courage to have a talk with him. I think women don't speak their truth enough, and that's one of the biggest problems with women in dating is they don't verbalize what it is they want because they're afraid that they'll get rejected. And you know, if you get rejected, then it's because he is not interested in you. And thank goodness you had the courage to say what you wanted right up front so that you didn't waste your precious time.
Yes. Yeah. And there could be so many reasons for that. So it's not personal.
Yeah. Right? Unless you make it personal. Yeah. Yeah. And so making things personal, that's a big thing that a lot of women do. And it's hard to not take anything personal because it feels so personal. When you've taken something personal, what happens is that you've attached. You've gone from detached to where you don't know what's happening into attachment, where you're trying to now get them, you're getting them to do something. So if anything happens, you take that personal because you made it personal. Sometimes we make it personal before it really is personal. And that's where we run into trouble. We get so upset.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And I see we're getting close to time here, but I would love to ask you second dates. So let's say a woman gets a second date. How should she determine that this is a really good choice for a second date? A lot of people talk about duty dating and you should just go out and duty date, even if you're not really feeling this is the one. But if someone's really seeking that lifetime partnership, looking for the right man, what do you recommend in terms of assessment? Should I go on this second date?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you should. And I call it deliberate dating, not duty dating. Duty dating sounds like it's just not a word that I just don't think you need to be duty dating because duty dating sounds really like unconscious dating. Be more deliberate and be more conscious about a choice you're making. I want to find my soulmate. So I'm going to continue to date this man because after the third and fourth date, things happen, things surface. And why they surface is so that you can see not necessarily what he's doing, but what you're doing. There's a lot you can learn about yourself on a second and third date so that that can help you when you do meet one that you go, wow, this is something. Go out with maybe he's not something, but what about me? I can learn so much about myself, how I'm showing up. If I can date this guy for 3 to 4 times, it's going to really teach me about me. And that's the biggest thing that I want women to hear is that the more you know about yourself, the more comfortable you are with men. And what happens is in the second and third day, you might get triggered. You might say things, do things that you're like, oh, you get to see your own behavior and see if it's serving you. You might even be able to see if it's sabotaging you. So you can use those as really valuable insights, not about him, but about you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Really good tips. Thank you. And gosh, I feel like we've just scratched the surface of all of the insights and wisdom that you have to share. I know you have a free gift. Can you share with everybody what that is?
Yes, I'm excited to share my soulmate assessment. It's just a short quiz. It's going to help you to find out which vibrational frequency you're vibrating at. Then once I establish which vibrational frequency you're vibrating at and how close you are to attracting your soulmate, I will send you your assessment along with the feminine exercise to shift you further into alignment. Now, these assessments, there's a leader, a feeler, and a giver. I've worked with thousands of women, and there's usually three energies that we're putting off: this feeler, the giver, and the feeler is the victim mode, the giver is overgiving, and the leader is too much in our masculine energy. So it's just a quick little quiz. It'll just take you a few minutes and you'll get that back in your inbox. And I think it'll give you some really valuable information that'll help you right away.
Great. Everybody, be sure that you check out Jackie's free gift. It's here on the page. The link is just below the audio or the video that you're watching, so make sure that you take advantage of that. Jackie, thank you so much for our conversation today. It was so valuable, and I think everybody listening has some great tips and wisdom to be able to get more second dates with men who are caring and consistent and commitment-minded, so thank you so much.
It's my absolute pleasure to be a part of your event, Cammie, and I'm just so grateful to have this opportunity to speak to women and to just remind them that it's your innate birthright to have love in your life. Never give up on your dreams, because you can get engaged at any age. You just have to follow these principles, skill up in dating, and never give up, and you will eventually attract your soulmate. I just know that without a doubt. So just keep on doing what you're doing and just keep getting better at it by practicing it.
Oh, thank you so much, Jackie. And everyone listening, after you take advantage of Jackie's free gift, make sure you also check out the VIP package. You don't want to miss out. You can listen back to all of Jackie's insights and wisdom over and over again as much as you wish, as well as all of the content from all of our speakers. You can learn more below by scrolling down on the page. You can also go to ultimatelovelifemakeover.com/VIP. Please be sure to come back and join us for more of the Ultimate Love Life Makeover, and we will see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.